This is Dr. Lee dictating history physic patient name Tierney, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y, Tierney Sheila, S-H-E-L-L-A, date of birth 10-2-1949, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 4-14-2023. His initial history and physical, early visit. History of present illness, this is 73-year-old female with a known history of AFib, heart failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a history of traumatic right SDH and left. SAH 2018, and he was hospitalized in Johns Hopkins Hospital from March 30th till April 2012. 23, came with AFib with RVR, heart rate of 182 up to 200 with symptoms of URI. Patient underwent chemical cardioversion. She came from AFib RVR to sinusism, had a recurrence of AFib with the RVR again refractive to IV metoprolol, then switched to PO metoprolol, patient was seen by cardiology. Underwent TEE cardioversion in April 3rd, and sinusism was restored. Patient was another episode of AFib with RVR, third time, and patient was started on amiodarone, AMIODARONE. She did not tolerate the rate control. She reverted to sinus bradycardia on 4/12. For cardiology, they advised to hold metoprolol and continue amiodarone and follow up at EB. Electrophysiology lab as an outpatient. Patient was anticoagulated with a pixie band. Patient also has aspiration pneumonia. She was given ceftriaxone and subsequently switched to augmentin. E. coli, UTI treated with antibiotic, opiate use disorders, maintenance suboxone. She has ejection fraction of 30-35% and previously, but at current hospitalization, the EF was 60-65. They wanted to do nuclear medicine scan outpatient. Patient has a depression. He was maintaining depression medication. Constipation was managed. After stabilization, physical therapy done, and patient was recommended for subacute rehab. Patient was sent here. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. He's sitting on the bed, no distress. Past medical history, number one, atrial fibrillation, number two, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, number three, hypertension, number four, hyperlipidemia, number five, traumatic right SDH, substance abuse, left knee osteoarthritis. In medication upon discharge, amiodarone, 400 milligram, one tablet daily. To be continued until 4/13/2023, buprenorphine, naloxone, NALOXONE, 8/2, one film twice a day, apixaban 5 mg BID, atorvastatin, 20 mg daily, gabapentin, 400 mg 3 times a day, nicotine patch daily, paroxetine, 12.5 mg daily, amiodarone, 200 milligram as a maintenance after completion of till 4/13. Give one tablet daily after those 3-day loading dose. 200 milligram to be continued as maintenance. Panacart, 8.6 milligram, 2 tablet daily, Tylenol PRN, and nicotine gum PRN for craving, naloxone nasal, spray for overdose, Protonix 20 milligram daily, one tablet. Miralax 17 gram daily. Melatonin 5 milligram at night for insomnia. Allergies not known. Social history, chronic smoker, history of substance abuse. Family history, patient interview of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no invocation, no palpitation. No nausea, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital unit, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. endocrine per unit per dipsia, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. The limited exam, she's sitting in the bed, no distress, vital stable, no respiratory distress. Blood pressure reported by the nursing staff, 138 over 78, pulse 62, temperature 97.6, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 95%. Neuro patient is awake, alert, reentry time 3. Assessment, patient is admitted with the atrial fibrillation, number 2, bradycardia, number 3, deconditioning due to multiple medical issues, number 4, history of CHF, number 5, osteoarthritis, number 6, depression. In plan of care, will continue all the current medications, PTOT, fall precautions, and follow-up labs, CBC, CMP, care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.